After Christmas, Brian and Arthur Howes had made fresh plans for them, a package tour with Helen Shapiro.
Nothing was really happening on that tour. Helen was great and she was doing great business. But the boys were being heard and the message was going out. During the tour with Helen, their record Love Me Do started to nudge the charts. And from then on, as soon as it hit the charts, there was no holding the Beatles.
Arthur Howes had a contract to promote them dating back to his earlier failure when he'd tried the Beatles out at a theatre in Peterborough, along with Frank Ifield. With the record on the move, he was willing to try them again. Topping the bill on that tour, as Arthur said, was Helen Shapiro.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, I never knew I'd miss you, now I know what I must do, walking back to happiness I shared with you.
Well, the first thing I remember about the tour was being introduced to the Beatles. At the start, on one of the stages at the first date we played, I can't remember where it was, and Paul, who was always the spokesman at that time and the diplomat, introduced me one by one to these funny fellows with the funny hair. I'd heard of them, of course, and heard Love Me Do, and I loved it. And I thought, oh, what a funny lot. This should be a bit of a tour. And the thing I remember was they opened the show. A lot of people said at the time that they were very loud. They've over-amplified and all this business. And of course, you know, they didn't know much about working on a big, full theatre stage, so they had a lot to learn. I remember sort of certain incidents like Paul, or I think it was Paul, practising his autograph loads of times on a photograph and coming in to show me, you know, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? And George always talking about being rich and wanting to make lots of money.
That February, the Shadows were still prominent in the music charts. Helen Shapiro again.
The basic difference between the Beatles and groups like the Shadows and that had gone before, I think, mainly was that they weren't so immaculate and smart and well turned out. They were very ordinary sort of fellas, and their music was much more earthy and basic, had a lot of rock and roll in it. And I think this is what got the kids really going, because I don't know, they just sort of did what they liked. They sort of did their own thing, as it were, even then. And I used to watch them every show, and although sometimes they were loud and sometimes things went wrong with amplifiers and things, they still had this great magnetic quality where you had to watch them because you didn't know what they were going to do next, because they sort of looned around on stage even then. And the music was just a good, happy sound.